Hello everyone and welcome back once again to FNF Zone Coverage. As always, I am your commish. Season 6 of our lost seasons, final season on Madden 21. Finally to the playoffs. So, with that, welcome to the playoff preview of Season 6. I told you guys with the playoffs last year that I probably wasn't going to go through the entire season. I did not, but rest assured I was going to go through the entire playoff for this season. We had a pretty incredible year this year. A lot of great, great games. One reason I did not get to do any cast throughout the season, just, you know, life's been hectic, really, really busy, got some new ventures going on, but that's neither here nor there. So I guess let's jump into it, shall we? Our AFC and NFC representatives for the season 6 playoffs. Starting off with the NFC side, we have last year's NFC participant in the Super Bowl, the Houston Gunners, clinching the number one seed at a 16-0 regular season. Green Bay Packers clinching number two at 13-3. The Washington Football Team at 12-4 with your three seed. At the four spot, we've got the San Francisco 49ers at 10-6. The five seed going to the Dallas Cowboys at 12-4. Six seed to the New York Football Giants at 10-6. And finally, the seven seed, the Carolina Panthers at 10-6 as well. As we head over to the AFC side of things, we've got last year's Super Bowl champion, Portland Snowhawks, clinching one seed once again this year, going 15-1. We've got the Jacksonville Jaguars with the number two seed at 12-4. We have the Miami Dolphins, 11-5 at the three seed, with the London Black Knights clinching the four at 11-5 as well. The five seed goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 11-5. The six seed to the Tennessee Titans at 10-6. And rounding off the AFC, we've got the Buffalo Bills at the seven seed at 10-6 as well. And with that, that is all of the Season 6 participants for this year's playoff. Like I said, we had a really good season. It literally came down to Week 17 for some of these playoff seeding situations. Week 16 for quite a few of, you know, the last minute stretch on some of these teams trying to get in. Otherwise, after week 16, it was pretty much set. The only thing that was left was playoff seeding, and it was a huge three-team swing in the seeding in the AFC. NFC was pretty much locked down for the most part, outside of, you know, just a couple of those games where, you know, if you win, you clinch exactly what seed you're going to be. If you lose, that other team wins, you're probably going to drop rank a little bit. So with that, let's get into our wild card preview. First game we've got on the board is the Buffalo Bills against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville was undefeated, 12-0. So they had a really, really good start to the season. Ended up dropping I believe their last four games. I could be wrong. They may have been 11-0, and then they were four out of their last five, I believe is how it ended up being. Buffalo struggled a little bit early on in the year. Had a great, strong end of the season up until week 17. They had a chance to clinch that 3 seed and instead fell to the 7 seed. Now, these two teams did not meet in the regular season. So this will be the first matchup between the two. You had Buffalo, who ended pretty strong outside of the week 17 hiccup. Jacksonville, who started off strong but fell off at the end of the season. Could be questions here of, you know, who could take this one. Did Jacksonville fall off at the wrong time? Did Buffalo get hot at the right time? For sake of argument and having to choose a winner, I'm going to say Jacksonville is going to take this game. You know, they have such a great team. Maybe they were even resting some of their guys, you know. Because at this point, they pretty much had the 2 seed locked up. They were 1 seed at the time. But no matter what happened at the end of the year, they were pretty much going to lock up that 2 seed. So, you know, maybe they decided to go in, get that extra game, get that work in. That way they're not rusty with the 1 seed, having that extra week off. So, I think I'm going to go Jacksonville here. Jacksonville over Buffalo to advance to the divisional round. Up next, one of our wild card games. We have... NFC wildcard games. Obviously, I'm in the wildcard. You can tell it's been a little bit since I've had the opportunity to do this. Carolina Panthers going to Green Bay to take on the Packers. Again, this is another situation where these two teams have not met in the regular season this year. So it'll be a first-time matchup for these two for the year. Green Bay, always a pretty well-built team. One of only two teams to make it, or should I say owners, to make it to the playoffs every single season since league inception. If I were a betting man, I'd probably go Carolina in this game. I know you've got the unfamiliarity between both of the teams. But I feel like Carolina would probably be able to adjust a little better than what Green Bay could. Not that it's going to be a bad game, I think. But I give the slight edge to the Panthers just because of some of the stuff they've done throughout the season. Up next, another AFC matchup. The Tennessee Titans taking on the Miami Dolphins. These two met week 3 this year, with Miami taking the victory 42-20. This was also at a point when Tennessee started the season off 3 straight losses. A week 4 bye on top of that. So they had the early bye, as well as going 1-4 in their first 5 games of the season, first 6 weeks of the regular season overall. Looked like they were not making the playoffs with how abysmal they started off the season. Like I said, they had the early bye, so they had to do nothing but grind to try to make the playoffs. After going 1-4 from week 7 on, they rolled off 5 straight wins to get them finally above 500. And then the last 6 weeks of the season, they ended up going 4-2 for their 10-6 record. and being able to get into the playoffs. Both teams did really well down the stretch. So it's kind of hard to gauge too much, you know, how any team's going to react going in. Both teams, like I said, finished strong. If I have to give the edge to anybody, it's going to be Miami because of the earlier encounter this year. But as we know, it is playoff time. You are one and done. Anything can happen. All it takes is one good game. But yeah, I'm going to go Miami here. Like I said, slight edge. They took the season game, even though it was very early in the year, and Tennessee's not the same team that they were then, but of course Miami's not the same team that they were week three either. So I mean, Miami most likely improved. They did have a solid record there. Tennessee vastly improved. They had nowhere to go but up. But that's just my take. I'm going to go with Miami. Up next, we get to review the New York Giants taking on the Washington football team. Of course, these guys are division rivals. So we already know that they have played each other twice this year. They split the divisional series. Giants winning 31-28 week two. And then we had Washington take the week 14 matchup 26-7. So we had a very close game early on. And obviously a not so close game the next time these two teams played. Washington was another team that really struggled at the beginning of the year. They did start off 0-3. But they did win like their next 8 games. And then overall only lost 1 game after that the rest of the season. So, of course, they ended up finishing very, very strong. New York was a bit up and down. They started off pretty decent, winning 4 of the first 5. And then after that bye week, I don't know if there was some sort of bye week hangover or something. Maybe the guys went out to party, I don't know. But they dropped their next 3 games to come back to win their next 4. Dropping that week 14 to Washington and then taking 2 of their last 3 to end the season. Just based on how each season went with these two teams, Washington really improved to make sure they made the playoffs. And not only did they make the playoffs, but they ended up winning the division when it looked kind of bleak there early on in the year. The Giants kind of stumbling, bubbling, struggling a little bit, up and down season. The week 3 rubber match. I think I'm going to give to Washington just because of how strong they've been to finish out that season. So, I mean, good luck next year, Giants, but I'm definitely taking Washington in this one. What the score will be, I don't know. We've seen, you know, the close matchup between the two, and then we've seen one team kind of run away with it. Based on that Week 14 game, seemed like Washington was firing on all cylinders. You know, I feel like Washington could win this one with a multiple touchdown game, at least 2 scores. So, like I said, Washington is already my pick in this game. I think they could definitely win this one by at least 2 touchdowns. Moving on, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the London Black Knight. This is another matchup where the two teams have not met in the regular season. So first time this year they will be seeing each other. Pittsburgh here, pretty solid year. They started off pretty strong. They only lost one game through their first seven. So they ended up going 6-2 through their first 8 weeks in the season. Pretty much about the same in the second half of the year. They just picked up an extra loss on top of that. Did lose back-to-back games week 14 and 15. Snowhawks, who've been such a trouble for them, losing both of those games. And as per normal, them and the Golden Eagles splitting their divisional season series. The Black Knights, on the other hand, 500 through the first 8 weeks of the year, but putting in a strong second half where they only lost one game. Two really well-built teams, very good team. Given this the first matchup between the two teams, the Black Knights are a really good team. Not that Pittsburgh's not, but I'm going to go with Black Knights in this game. I feel like it's going to come down to a mistake. And with the young quarterback that Pittsburgh has, I feel like he's going to be the one to make that mistake. So I'm going to give the Black Knights the W in this one. And finally, we come to our last wildcard matchup of the week. We've got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And that is in another matchup where the two teams did not play each other in the regular season. So the first time that we've had a wild card round where pretty much no team outside of just that divisional game played who they got in the playoffs in the regular season. So there's no familiarity there. As far as the Cowboys go, they started off the season really well, losing just two games through their first 11 weeks. And then the rest of the season, they went 3-2. So not a bad haul for them. Pretty solid season overall. As far as the 49ers are concerned, up and down year for them. Started off 2-2 through the first 4 weeks, and then the next five they went 3-2, and then weeks 11 through 15 they won, losing the last two matchups of the regular season that they had had. I don't know, man. I think looking at their game where they lost week 16 in Washington. San Fran, I think, has fallen off at the wrong time. Dallas is a pretty solid team. Not that San Francisco is not, but after that last year matchup and them getting squashed in the playoffs every year, I'm going to give the edge to the Cowboys. I feel like it may be a close game, but I'm definitely going to go with the Cowboys in this game. So that about wraps up our wildcard preview. The next time you'll be hearing from me, we will be reviewing these games. We will find out who moves on, and we will preview the divisional round. So until then, guys, take it easy.